In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore argued among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Those are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and there was no doubt among his audience as to the meaning of his words, or at least to the concreteness of his words, since he shocked them thoroughly with this idea of eating his flesh. He was responding to a challenge by the Jews that followed him, and this is in the 6th chapter of John, shortly after the feeding of the multitudes. We just heard the Matthew version of that. But they had asked him to show them a sign, a work, a miracle. They said that their fathers had received manna in the desert, food from God delivered by Moses. In other words, they were saying, Can you top that? And then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Impressive, profound, and provocative words, challenging words. Perhaps the most provocative and challenging of the New Testament scripture. And it very much challenged Christ's listeners to the point that the scripture stayed from that time. Many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. They were scandalized, calling himself the living bread which came down from heaven. Broadly speaking, there are two types of Christianity, two strands of its expression in history. There's preaching-centered Christianity, and there's communion-centered Christianity, which we claim is the original and most ancient expression. Billy Graham says, Come down and accept Christ, and he will live in you at that moment. The original church says, Be born again of water and the Spirit, and eat the flesh, and drink the blood of Christ in Holy Communion, in the Holy Eucharist, and Christ will live in you. In his own words, at the same speech in John 6, He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Not to pick on Billy Graham. He no doubt has helped by his preaching many people to begin a journey towards Christ. But the church would say it's not enough. It's not enough to accept Christ, but by his own words, we must partake of him as food. And that is the essence of eternal life and the essence of every Sunday liturgy in the original church. The liturgy, the service, is composed of two parts. First, the liturgy of the Word, which we are in now, and then, following, the liturgy of the Eucharist. reading and preaching of the Word of God is the preparation. Is the preparation for the high point and the goal of our being here, which is to receive the body and blood of Christ as He promised. And indeed, as our Lord commanded, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. The altar call is to the chalice. This altar call is preceded by preaching and wrapped in layers of praise and glory and litanies of prayer, but it all leads inevitably to an ultimate point where in fear and faith and love we draw near, which at its essence is love responding to love. God so loved the world that He gave us His only begotten Son. And here is that perfection of His self-offering. Again in His words, "This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." Here, brothers and sisters, is the amazing grace. Here is the amazing grace given in Holy Communion. This was, we believe, God's plan and intention for His people, that they would be united with Him in this most intimate action. Heaven came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, and we already partake of heaven by partaking of Him in the great mystery of the Holy Communion, the Holy Eucharist. This is the lifeline of Christians, the lifeline from the very beginning. The miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, of the loaves and fishes, was linked to Holy Communion in the mind of the Church from the very begining. In the catacombs under Rome, we find the earliest icons, and we see there, as I saw in person, the icon of the Holy Supper, the Last Supper, which is really the First Supper, the First Communion. But we see in every one of them, on the walls of the catacombs, this depiction that we see on the table in front of the Lord and His apostles, loaves of bread and a bowl of fish, linking the multiplying of the bread with Holy Communion. The Lord continues, brothers and sisters, He continues to multiply this bread every Sunday at every divine liturgy. The miracle takes place once more. As Father Schmemann said time and again, the Church is the Eucharist, and the Eucharist is the Church. God's people gathered around the table of their risen Lord and Savior. God who took flesh in order to give us His flesh as the food of eternal life. But let us attend. Let us attend. It's not an automatic. There are no automatics in the Christian life. There are no shortcuts. It's not an automatic for the partakers of this cup. We don't simply accept Christ and get saved, and so we don't simply take communion and get saved. There's preparation. There's Monday through Saturday preparation. A daily walk. A striving for prayer. A striving to be connected to Christ between these Eucharistic connections, to hold to the lifeline. The people fed in the desolate place had prepared. They had prepared. They prepared by fasting. They were hungry. They had done the work of walking with Christ, of following Him into the countryside, and of course, they had done the work of listening to Him, which is itself a work, listening to His Word. They were prepared by His preaching, which is why we say you must be present in church to hear the gospel reading in order to be eligible for communion. The priest word and then the received word. The priest exercising Christ's priesthood is responsible for whom he gives communion. All who receive must be baptized, must be born again of water in the Spirit, and have been prepared with regular confession and fasting, and and they must believe in what they're receiving. Believe in what they're doing. And believe that this is indeed the bread of life, which is to believe in the Lord's words from John 6 we heard this morning, and to see the connection to the feeding of the 5,000. And there are preparation prayers in the prayer books to help us to frame our approach to Christ and to remind us of this great gift of which we are not worthy. We pray the last of one of those prayers right before receiving that tells us we're the first of sinners, repeating St. Paul's words in Timothy. And all our preparation is to convince us of our unworthiness. All our preparation is to tell us that we're not prepared. There's no preparation. But we come as supplicants and penitents in all humility. So brothers and sisters, let us come. Let us come to the bread from heaven and to the fountain of life. For whosoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Glory to Christ.